Scientists have just concluded a rare overland expedition to the South Pole. 10 men and 3 women slogged across nearly 800 miles of often treacherous terrain on tractors and sleds. Their goal was to study the West Antarctic ice sheet, one of the most important glaciers on Earth. Among other things, its dynamics determine sea level around the world. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Air travel to the South Pole is routine at this time of year with ski-equipped planes. But trips along the surface of this glacial continent are still a big deal. So today, the National Science Foundation wanted to celebrate the success of a major expedition with a live video press conference from the South Pole.
Say again?
R2-D2 was not on the line when a connection was finally made by a more ordinary satellite phone. Instead, Paul Majewski from the University of Maine called in from the South Pole. He led an expedition that took more than a month across some of the most inhospitable terrain on Earth.
We repeated a traverse done by a Major Havila in 1961. We used very similar travel technology to what they had before, large tractors and sleds. But obviously what we've added to it is a lot of high-tech navigational GPS, satellite imagery, which allows us to pick good routes, and then an awful lot of high-tech scientific equipment.
Using that gear, they sent balloons up nearly 15 miles to study the delicate atmosphere. They use radar to peer down through nearly 2 miles of ice to bedrock, and they extracted well over 500 core samples of ice, which they packed in crates to be shipped home. That ice contains bubbles, particles, and chemicals that will allow scientists to read the history of Antarctica's climate for the past several hundred years. It will give them clues about the fate of the West Antarctic ice sheet, one of the world's biggest glaciers. It's melting at the edge, accumulating new mass in the middle through snowfall, and overall in a position to dictate whether sea levels around the world will rise or fall by many, many feet in the coming centuries. Majewski couldn't predict the fate of the ice sheet when his sleds pulled into the South Pole last Tuesday, but he did have good stories to tell. They expected endless ice, of course, but they were surprised by just how much snow they were up against.
Our first attempt at doing the South Pole traverse, we got out about 40 kilometers. It took us close to 48 hours to travel at 40 kilometers because we were continually getting stuck, dragging the bottoms of the sleds through the snow, something we had never experienced in the previous 3 years.
The heaviest load, the fuel, was transferred onto a sled that had runners that looked more like seaplane pontoons than skis, and the expedition set out again. The scariest moment for a graduate student on the trip, Dan Dixon, came about 200 miles from their starting point when the expedition was blasted by a windstorm.
They were gusting at well over 40 miles per hour, and we had very thick blowing surface snow, so we could barely see more than 10 feet. We were pretty well, holed up in the storm, and all we could do was sit it out and wait and hope that it didn't bury us too deeply.
When the wind subsided, the researchers came out of their plywood and canvas shelters to discover about 4 feet of snow piled up onto the convoy, a nuisance but not a disaster. Majewski says 60 miles from the South Pole, the snow got so deep the two tractors had to pull together to move some of the sleds and then shuttle back for the rest. And all this isn't just a good story to tell the grandchildren one day in front of the fire. Majewski says the unusual snow could be yet another manifestation of the El Niño weather pattern. And that just happens to be one of the objects of their study. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.